It's Monday morning, and you know what happens in here on Monday morning. We get real positive with things, and the man, the myth, the legend, he is Josh Bedores.
What?
Coach Josh Bedores.
Thank you, McCurley, for that welcome. I am excited about this week. Everybody knows I'm a baseball guy, and it's that time of year, baby.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed this or not. Baseball and softball. I know you get into a little softball as well.
Got my niece playing at Fayetteville now.
How about the Auburn Lady Tigers softball team this last weekend?
Yeah.
The Malbo's first year as coach, they had two walk-offs.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how about that for starting
I'm telling you, man. And then Auburn baseball doing well. Yep. Alabama baseball doing well. So college baseball has started their season. And guess what? High school. Hey, we got it this week,
it's
man.
It's there, man. It's crazy to think that I've always been an advocate for this, maybe pushing baseball season back a little bit just due to the early cold conditions, especially with practice. But none of that matters this week because the juices are flowing in this game week. Fayetteville Wolves open up season Thursday against Horseshoe Bend. And, I mean, it has just been buzzing around the community. I went into Big Daddy's yesterday and got a slice of pizza and a Coke after practice. And, I mean, so many people from the community are in there eating, the players after practice. I mean, it's just exciting time.
Yeah, and they do open up on Thursday. I know Sylacauga and B.B. Comer open up with each other.
Yeah.
How about that? And then Childersburg.
Yeah.
Will Donahue told me this year, he said, you know, I don't know what our record's going to be when we get into area play. He said, but we're going to play strong teams. And let me tell you something. They've got Westminster at 11 o'clock on Saturday they open up. And they've also got Alexandria and Valley.
Yeah.
There.
I saw the Alexandria, and that's good. I really feel, especially early season, play good competition to get ready for that area play that's going to come later in the season. And not to mention, I mean, you really want to see where your guys are at and where the season's going to head. I mean, I believe that a good schedule makes you better.
And I'll say this for our local teams here, for Fayetteville, for Childersburg, and for Comer, basketball's all over now for girls and boys. So you get those kids that are doubling up with baseball and softball. Sylacauga may have a couple because I'm telling you, they're still playing basketball, and I believe they're going to be playing basketball for a little while.
Yeah, and congratulations to Coach Jones for getting those guys to the Sweet 16. That is a really cool thing that – I was pulling for him the whole time. When he got that job, I knew that success was right there in front of him. Just because how he is, I know him previously. He's got some Childersburg ties. You know, his son used to go to Childersburg, and he's always been real good to me, real supportive of me. So I'd like to give him a shout-out as well, getting those guys to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I went down to the area championship last Wednesday night when they played Briarwood, and Briarwood's a very good basketball team. Sylacauga was up by like 24 at one time, ended up winning the game, I don't know, 15. But I had a chance to go down after the game. They were cutting the nets down, and last game over at Nichols Lawson, and he come up and just bear hugged me, and we have a lot in common growing up there with Justin Martin and Gerald Douglas. But this is baseball now. Yeah. We're going to get into baseball season, and I'm here to tell you the Major League Baseball season starts like in April.
Yep. Yep, pitchers and catchers report, I believe, at the end of this week as well. And I'm starting to see on social media accounts, you know, I'm a big Red Sox guy, McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about the season this year. We'll get to that. But you're starting to see these equipment trucks pull away from the home parks, and they're heading towards Arizona or Florida, wherever their teams are at for training. So it's here, baby.
It's time. I got to ask you, one thing that I got frustrated with, I mean, you know, it's not like life or death with me with Atlanta Braves, but I keep up with them, and I want them to do well. Ronald Acuña.
Yeah, I saw.
Not going to be ready.
I saw that. Listen, can I say this, though? I think as a National League team, none of it matters. What the L.A. Dodgers have done is amazing, and it's unprecedented in sports. So I think that – whether the Braves, I know you like your Braves, but why don't you just come on to the American League and start pulling for the Bo Sox?
Well, I mean, you know I do.
Yeah.
I pull from that. You're going to think I'm crazy, but my two favorite teams in the American League are in the same division, the Red Sox. And I mean, I pull for the Yankees against the Dodgers. I wouldn't pull for the Dodgers if they were the only team in the league. But I will say, you know, when he injured himself, he's still not ready. I told somebody the other day, I said, listen, if he doesn't go through the rest of the season once he comes back without being on the injured list again, it's time to deal.
Yeah.
He's the best player in baseball, bar none. I'm sorry. You can talk Ohtani all you want to. Ronald Acuña,
wow,
when he's healthy, is the best player in baseball.
You're taking Acuña over Ohtani?
Yes.
Wow.
If he's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing with me. He has not been healthy for the Atlanta Braves. In 6 years, he's
missed three, they're definitely going to have to readjust how, I don't know, the approach they want to take with his style of play or what they want to limit him to, whether it's just swinging the bat during the game. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's a shame, too, because so many guys like Trout starting to deal with that a little bit. You don't want Acuña to ever go down as the what-if guy. Just what if he would have stayed healthy? What would his career look like? Ken Griffey Jr. comes to mind. You know, he arguably could have been the all-time home runs leader. And just you hate that for a guy that plays the game hard, plays the game right, and just can't stay healthy.
Well, and I'm going to say this, too. As we get back to high school baseball, everybody looking forward to a good season. I know Fayetteville, you're down there with Coach Collier and all the coaches getting ready for that. I know, like I said, Chillsburg, Sylacauga with Jay Brooks. We got some good baseball teams in South Talladega County.
We do. It's Talladega County and this just central Alabama area has always been a good spot for baseball talent. I mean, we've had guys go to the show. We've had guys just consistently year in, year out, continue their playing careers at junior colleges and four-year schools. So very good area in the state for baseball, especially Talladega County. I mean, really good.
And I'll just tell you, Lincoln and Mumford are going to be really good again, too, as well.
Yeah.
Softball starting up this week as well. Yeah. I talked with Cam Mazzell. They've got a big tournament coming up in Chillsburg this weekend as well. But I want to tell you the thing that just absolutely set me into baseball season, I received a picture from Pookie Wilson. It's the card with the hot dog.
No
I'm
doubt.
I'm going to put that up on our social media and the story that we're going to do on his camp next week.
One of the coolest cards, man. I enjoyed talking with Pookie. I'm so glad we were able to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate him coming in. I'll tell you a cool little baseball story, too. Saturday at baseball practice, we had a work day and had a couple things going on at Fayetteville. And Ethan Jones, one of our junior pitchers, says, "Coach Poto, come over to the truck. I got something I want to give you, and I'm nervous you're not going to like it." Well, I love gifts, McCurley. I mean, who doesn't, right? So he understands that I'm a huge Red Sox fan, but I love baseball memorabilia. You've seen my stuff. Got quite a collection. He pulls out of his truck a signed 8x10 picture of Goose Gossage. Throwing in a Yankees uniform and said, "Coach, I got it for you. I know you're not a Yankees guy, but that's I had to get you a Goose Gossage picture." He got to hang out with Goose Gossage at a banquet in Birmingham last week, and he even wrote, wrote his name, Goose Gossage, in Hall of Fame the year he went in. Just super cool.
All right, real quick, I got to tell you a Goose Gossage story before we get out of this baseball. I had a fella tell me that was a coach in the major leagues. I'm not going to mention his name because I know he probably wouldn't want to, but he said Goose Gossage was a guy that threw so hard that when a catcher would bring out a new mitt, and you know how hard it is to break in a new glove.
Yes.
It's even harder to break in a catcher's mitt.
Yes.
Okay. That Goose Gossage could throw five pitches and that mitt would be broken.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
That's amazing. Yeah. He was the just lean machine and legs and arms going everywhere. There was no secret what he was trying to do. And he was throwing the ball as hard as he could.
There was he gave the meaning to the phrase rock and fire, because buddy, did was rock and fire. There was no curveball coming. He just reared back and chunked
it. Yes, he did.
Yeah. All right, so baseball coming up.
Yep, great week. So excited about it. And go dominate your week, guys.